Father, so we were talking about some of those messages, those secrets, and again, the one where they talked about the end of World War One. Would you call that the part of the prophecy, or you know, it was World War One had already occurred? They opened it up in 1941. The message itself, when was it actually written down?
Sister Lucy had the Our Lady told them to keep this secret until later. She did give it to her confessors about 1925 or 27. It predicted World War II. There was a priest, a Father Danais, Father D-H-A-N-A-I-S. He was a Belgian who claimed that Sister Lucy wrote this stuff down after the fact and made these predictions post factum, against after the fact. But she invited, and so did her Jesuit confessors, invite Father Danais to come and look at the archives to demonstrate that his thesis was completely wrong. He refused to come. Now, that is the thesis. That is actually Father Danais, who is the one that Cardinal Ratzinger claims is the unique or the best Fatima expert of, you know, of all. Well, he was really not very honest intellectually. And one of the books we publish, we're one of the major publishers of Fatima literature, I guess, in the world. Pere Michel wrote a book in three volumes called The Whole Truth About Fatima. He spent 150 pages in his first volume proving that Father Danais' thesis was wrong and that Father Danais himself wasn't very honest in maintaining his thesis after he had the opportunity to see that the documentation had been written down long before World War II took place or before the Great Sign of 1938 took place and so forth. And so that's the one thesis that has been attacked by, been held by people who don't believe in Fatima, that Sister Lucy wrote these things down after the fact. I'm not sure if that's what you're getting at, George, but we can talk more about it, or I don't know if that answers your question.
Okay. Now, the fact that you know, one talked about World War One and the end of that, the other talked about the waging of the Second World War.
Also talked about the next pope being named Pius XI. Also is in the prophecies as well.
And that happened, sure.
That happened because when Our Lady appeared, I thought it was Benedict the 15th. Pius, we didn't even, you know, he died in 1922. The next one came. Well, who would know the name of the next pope being Pius XI? Well, that's what Our Lady said, and that's what the name he chose. And so also the rise of Russia, for example, Russia in 1917 was one of the weakest countries in the world. It had just gone through the First World War, pretty well lost. It lost millions of men. It was caught on its back. This was before the Russian Revolution. Our Lady spoke about the errors of Russia being spread throughout the world. She foresaw the rise of communist Russia and spreading its errors. I mean, the whole plan of Russia was to spread its doctrine around the world and to enslave the whole world to communism. All that was said before it all started taking place, basically.
Did the prophecy that had to do with World War II, Father, it said something that I found to be just really shocking. It talked about a strange light in the night sky. To me, that sounded like the dropping of the atomic bomb.
Well, in fact, there are scientists who say that this light that took place, Our Lady said, when you see a night illumined by an unknown light, know that it's a great sign that God gives you. He's about to punish the world by means of war, famine, persecution of the church, and persecution of the Holy Father. And that light took place on the night of January 25th, January 26th, 1938. It was seen all over Europe. It was seen also in parts of North America. But in Europe, it was seen as like a blood red. The New York Times had a headline about it the next day, but it was reported all over the world. The scientist, there's a scientist, I think, in Tennessee, who says that light, the redness of that light, was the exact same kind of red that you get when you explode an atomic bomb. It may well have been a sign of things to come if mankind did not change, including atomic warfare.
Okay, now, why does it seem that the third secret is really in dispute between organizations and a number of other people, including yourself and the Vatican? Why does there seem to be some either misunderstanding or difference?
Well, the secret, you know, Maliki Martin was on the Coast to Coast show a few years ago.
Sure.
And several times, I'm sure, but I was just listening to the tape that you provided, and I listened to what Maliki had to say about it. I'd listened to it before, but I thought I should prepare for this program to listen to it again.
Understand.
And he said, you know, that he said a number of things. He basically, I believe, gave the secret without identifying it. He started off the program by saying that two-thirds of the Catholic world, that is two-thirds of 1 billion people, in other words, 660 million people, are being misled by their upper hierarchy. That's not the phrase he uses. That's the phrase that Father Alonso, he uses, but that they're being misled and that they're losing the faith. That we're, he went on to say, among other things, that it's not schism or schism of other ages. It is not heresy, but it is apostasy. Apostasy is much worse than schism or heresy. And that he's saying that we are in a time of apostasy. Now, before the Antichrist comes, I might add, and this is known by any scripture reader, much less scholar, certainly that before the Antichrist comes, St. Paul says, first the great apostasy must take place. And so it would appear that we are in the midst of this great apostasy, but as Malachi Martin pointed out, that it's creeped up on us so gradually that most people have not really noticed it. And they, because everyone's in it at the same time, they've been losing their faith. Two-thirds, he said, the opening statement he made on the program was two-thirds of the faithful are being misled out of the out of their faith.
Is that being intentionally being misled or accidentally? Because there's a difference there.
Well, that's part of the... Well, this brings me right to the heart of the why the Vatican is hiding the third secret. Cardinal Chappie, who is the papal theologian, has this to say about the third secret. He says, in the third secret, it is foretold, among other things, that the great apostasy in the church will begin at the top. What the third secret is telling us is that the faith is in danger. That's why the third secret starts off with the words, in Portugal, the dogma of the faith will always be preserved.
Mm-hmm.
The implication is, and even just as recently as the 14th of February this year, Sister Lucy's own nephew, Father, a Catholic priest, Father Jose Valinhos de Santos, said on Italian television on a well-watched program, I have the Italian video of it, and I also have a translation of it. I wish I had that right in front of me. I don't. But in which he said that this, the third secret is about a universal crisis for the whole church and for the whole world. It's of a magnitude when people called in to Malachi Martin asking him, well, was it this or was it that? He said, if only it were only that. It's of a magnitude that is very hard to imagine. The problem is that we're living through the beginning stages of it already. We've started since 1960, but we haven't seen anything yet. And that, it's such of dire nature. Well, Cardinal Ratzinger, before he gave his false version, if I can call it that, of the 2000 interview, in 1984 he had this to say about the third secret. He said, the third secret concerns the dangers to the faith and to the life of the Christian and therefore to the world.
Well, did anybody question Sister Lucy about the message, the secret, to confirm it or not?
Well, this is, of course, in the book, The Devil's Final Battle, which we helped to promote. Father Paul Kramer is one of the is the editor of this book, and his little missionary association is the publisher of it. But in there, there's a chapter that just says, "Let's hear the witness for heaven's sake." You have Cardinal Ratzinger, you have Archbishop Bertone. Cardinal Ratzinger is then secretary; he's been promoted to another job in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But they basically say they have the witness locked up. She's accessible. They tell us she's in good health. They tell us she's got her mind is sharp. But they will not produce the witness to have someone like me. It doesn't have to be me, but somebody who's knowledgeable enough to ask very specific questions.
So you can't. So nobody can get to her?
Basically, without permission of either Cardinal Ratzinger or the Pope himself.